News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
15% of students reported experiencing bullying in the previous 12 months, something that must be horrific for them and also deeply worrying for parents, because the question of what do you do in that instance applies. It's according to a new Perspectives on Bullying Behaviour report published by the Department of Education. Professor James O'Higgins-Norman is with us. He's director of the National Anti-Bullying Centre at DCU. James, do the results of this study match your own experience analysing the issue?
Good morning, Anton. Yes, they do. One of the issues with measuring bullying in schools is that every study seems to measure it slightly differently and define it slightly differently. But one of the nice things about this recent report from the department is that they are defining bullying much more precisely and also as a relational experience rather than just behaviour. So when we look at other reports that have done similar things, the findings would show that it's somewhere around 10 or 15%, depending on the age group and so on. So I'm not surprised by the findings at all. It's, you know, we have lower bullying rates in our schools in Ireland than in other European countries, but it's still too many, and it's still a very significant negative experience, not just for the child who's targeted, but also for the people around them, their class, their community, their family, and so on.
And what are the behaviours that most commonly characterise this bullying?
So one of the things that we've learned over the last, say, 20 years or so is that bullying isn't just about behaviour. It's about the social processes that underpin it. So we might observe children being excluded, being called names, or maybe in extreme cases being physically hit or whatever. But what's usually behind them is an understanding of the type of person who's acceptable and who isn't acceptable in our school communities. And so we find that if you're somebody who has a different skin colour or a disability, or if you have a body shape that stands out or a sexual orientation, that those things tend to make you more prone to being bullied, and that reflects how we view those people and relate to those people in broader society.
It's an extremely challenging thing for the parents of the children in question, both the children who are committing the bullying and also those, more importantly, those who are victim of it. What's your recommendation? What's best practice when your child comes home and says, or even doesn't say, and you know something is wrong?
Mm-hmm. So a few things you can do. The first thing I would say is don't wait for that to happen. I would initiate regular conversations with my kids regularly to find out how they're getting on in school, who are the people they're friends with, who are the people that they're more cautious of, and just begin to have those conversations with them. And then as part of those conversations, I would be teaching the children how to recognize bullying. You know, as you're discussing how they got on in school today or this week or a particular incident, yeah, begin to let them help them to understand what bullying looks like, if it's physical or verbal or social or probably online a lot of the time as well. And then talk through that. And what would you do if you observed that? How would you respond? Who can you talk to about it? And so on. So those kind of conversations between parents and children are powerful, and they can really be very protective when it comes to being a possible target of bullying, but also in terms of monitoring our own behaviour to ensure that we don't engage in bullying behaviour. At the school level, the school can support that by introducing programmes like the FUSE anti-bullying programme that's available to all schools in Ireland. And by using that program to look at those social processes that are expressed through bullying behaviour, and also helping the students to recognise and respond appropriately. So there is a lot of help out there. The Department of Education has been funding the FUSE programme over the last 4 or 5 years, free to all schools in the country, and we have a very high uptake, but there's a lot of schools still haven't taken it on board. And the more that do that, it's about prevention as much as it is about intervention when it happens.
Thank you very much, James. That's Professor James O'Higgins-Norman, Director of the National Anti-Bullying Centre at DCU. Still to come on News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.